Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Megalobox from TMS Entertainment, and it is streaming on Crunchyroll.
And this is a Tomorrow's Joe 50th anniversary project.
And, I don't know, I mean, it is about boxing, and it very prominently says that it is a Atasha no Joe spinoff, but it feels like it is a spinoff in the way that Penguin Memories, imagine Hello Kitty penguins and stuff, but they're fighting in the Vietnam War with bloodshed and drug use and everything. And you're like, yes, I guess you're a Hello Kitty spinoff, but only in the way that you're by the same studio. And there's a big character design similarity, but you are not what I think of when I think of Hello Kitty.
Well, I think this one might be slightly closer.
I mean, yes, yes. I admit that is some hyperbole with my example. Like, I totally admit that, but it is not a one-to-one straight spinoff.
Maybe that's good.
Oh, yeah, no. I think the thing that will strike most people at first is this feels like something that someone found in a vault somewhere from like the late 90s, early 2000s. And like, wow, this was really well made. Why did they never release this? Because it definitely has like a very deliberate retro feel.
Yeah, I was, you know, very kind of impressed by how dedicated they seemed to the retro feel. It wasn't just the character designs. It wasn't just the sort of overall look. It has this, like, slightly blurred quality to it that makes it look like anime that you watch now on DVD that's from the past that is not nice and crisp. It's like, oh, right, this is from a different era. And the lovingly drawn animation in here is sometimes, like, ridiculous. Like, it's, like, it reminds me of, like, 80s, you know, like, it even has silly little things like rear light trails on the cars and the motorcycle. You know, it's clearly doing a lot to make a callback.
It almost, you know what? It feels like a late 90s, early 2000s show that is referencing 80s stuff. Because the video quality and the animation looks like it's from that era. But like you mentioned, there are a bunch of callbacks from like even earlier eras.
It really does. You know, it's also something about the concept of future boxing also feels like an old idea almost. Something about it doesn't, especially the way it looks in here, at least when they're doing the underground fights, is so gritty and, you know, they have these sort of power suit type deal. It just goes over the arms and like along the torso. So something even about that and the way that that's conceptualized feels like an old idea.
Yeah, it definitely wants to feel like an OVA. Just like the stylization and everything.
And so our underground boxer, Junk Dog, is throwing fights. He's basically just, you know, trying to make money. He's paying off a debt. And he has lots of talent and he really wants to use it, but he feels like he just can't.
Well, I also feel like his coach definitely has like a pretty solid thing going. He's not becoming rich, but he's making do and paying off his own debts. And he doesn't want to take the high risk, possibly high reward of Junk Dog actually going out there and trying to win fights. If they're both crooked, they just have this steady income.
And in the world, though, he talks about how he doesn't have, like, ID tags, so he can't, like, move in the professional world of what's called here is Megalobox, is, like, the future boxing. So he doesn't have, like, for whatever reason, he doesn't have the, like, citizenship credentials in order to even, like, move up into doing that. So I feel like he feels really stuck. And then he's, like, just getting so fed up in this episode about it, you know, and he loses in this match. He gets really beat up for it. And then as he's, you know, kind of cooling his head by riding off, he runs into the head of the Megalania tournament and her, what I thought was her henchman, but is actually the champ. I just wrote henchman until like later in the episode. Kind of pisses them off, and so that in a way him being so mad and pissed off is like what is now opening the door.
It seems like a pretty simple kid from the slums works his way up to the big bout with a little more clash struggle in there. There's very definitely a feeling of haves and have-nots in this future where, you know, the citizens are the quote-unquote real people, and, you know, everybody who isn't has a citizen ID is this underclass. That'll obviously play in a lot. But man, it just looks so nice.
Some people might be thrown off by, like, the blurriness a little bit.
But, I mean, it feels so, like, it's so clearly intentional.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mind it, because you could tell immediately, like you said, Al, that it was intentional. Because they overall came up with this vision of it, I feel as though it's easier to accept.
It feels almost like an extra level of challenge. They're like, we're not only going to make this look really nice, we're going to add this super dedication to detail, not even just a normal amount of retroness. We're gonna make it as retro as possible.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, it wasn't like genius. Yeah. Right? You know, I mean, I don't want to like oversell it, but it was a really good start. I feel like it's gonna be very entertaining, and almost, I feel as though it had like even a little bit of a red line, just like a little bit, you know, feeling to it. And, you know, we got this tournament coming up, so I feel as though they're going to be these crazier and crazier boxers that he's going to have to, like, face down, so.
It looks very promising. It definitely has this remember the old days, weren't they cool feel that I know is going to appeal to a distinct segment of our listeners.
And I just want to say, if it wasn't clear from Al's excellent points at the beginning, just to say again that you don't need to know anything about Tomorrow's Joe. It doesn't matter. If you've never seen it, if you've never heard of it, it's totally not relevant.
I mean, his coach looks a little bit like the coach from the original series, but...
And there probably will be other little but Easter eggs.
But you don't have to know the coach from the original. You mean, you pretty much know what kind of coach this dude is, which is different from the coach from the original series, pretty quickly.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at ReverseThieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.